I sustain the wing. Sustain the Wing, the program of music and entertainment brought to you by the Technical Training Command of the Army Air Forces, the men who keep them flying. The program features the Technical Training Command Orchestra, Private Tony Martin, Corporal Ray McKinley, and many of your old friends. And now, Captain Glenn Miller.
Thank you, Private Broderick Crawford, and good evening, everybody. Here we are again with music and entertainment for your listening pleasure, and the Technical Training Command Orchestra stomps off with the Anvil Corps.
Thank you.
orchestra plays, Private Tony Martin with the glee club sings Dearly Beloved.
Dearly beloved, how clearly I see somewhere in heaven you abandoned for me.
Sergeant Frank McConnell, first radio operator on a B-24 Liberator bomber. I'm a graduate of the Technical Training Command Radio School at Chanute Field. I've helped to blast Zeros out of the Aleutian skies, and I've watched my plane bomb Jap transports off Kiska. But I didn't do it for any medals or bows. You see, the slanty-eyed sons of heaven were just a little too close to California for their own good and for my peace of mind. I've got a wife in California. Swell gal. She's about 5'2". She's big enough to hold down an important spot on an assembly line turning out bombers. And she manages to find time to take care of our home in the valley and to write to me every day. We named our plane after her. Her name's Lillian, and she's 24 years old, so we christened our kite the Lillian 24. Our base was somewhere between Dutch Harbor and Kiska. A lot of snow, fog, high peaks, and a couple of Eskimos. That country was never built for flying, but we had to fly and bomb and fight. Lots of us went out, and some of us never came back. Our morale was usually pretty low, and all on account of salmon. We had salmon 3 times a day, 7 days a week, and too many weeks in a row. Things were getting mighty tough until Johnson came to the post. Johnson was a good-looking guy and about the best navigator in the business. We never suspected that he'd been a chef at the Waldorf until he started whipping up sauces to camouflage our diet of salmon. He spent most of his spare time in the kitchen. And before we knew it, he had salmon tasting like chicken, fresh veal, and sometimes it even looked and tasted like a thick, juicy steak. We began to like salmon. And what's more, we began to like Norman Johnson. I'd been living in that forsaken strip of nowhere for 8 months when the CO told me that my application for furlough had been approved. Just one more flight and then 3 weeks in California with a little lady. And that flight came on March 29th, 1943. Our plane took off at 0800. What a fog. With that sun trying to come through, it's like flying in a white soup.
Vichyssoise.
Vichy what?
Vichyssoise. A white and very delicious soup.
Where'd you dig up such a fancy name for chowder?
Switzerland, Frankie. Went to a hotel school there.
Oh. Hey, Norm. We're flying awful close to the water, aren't we?
Can't help it, Frank. Can't take a chance on getting lost in this fog.
Yeah, well, listen. My furlough starts tomorrow, and I want you to know that my fate is in your hands from the song of the same name.
Don't worry, Frankie. As far as I'm concerned, you're as good as on your way home right now.
I hope so. It's going to be swell to be with Lillian again, even if it is only for a few hours each day. She's not going to take any time off from her job while I'm on furlough, and that's the way it should be. This business of absenteeism is strictly for people who don't care how long this war lasts. Lillian's sticking to the assembly line just as long as she's needed.
Yeah, there ought to be more like her.
Yeah, that's why I won't mind staying at home waiting for her, just like she used to wait for me. I'll do the house cleaning and gardening. You know, I might even do a little cooking.
Can you cook?
Oh, a little. I'm pretty good at scrambled eggs and steak, French fried potatoes, and, well, scrambled eggs and steak. Say, Norm, you could do me a big favor.
Yeah, like what?
Well, like give me some of your recipes. Boy, can you imagine how surprised Lillian would be if I made some filet au sole with that special sauce of yours, you know, that remoulade.
Yeah, you mean sauce remoulade.
Yeah, that's the one. Gee, I wish I could make it.
There's nothing to it. First, you take 6 hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah?
Chop the eggs and mix with a cup of mayonnaise.
That sounds pretty easy.
Well, the rest of it's even easier. Take 6 stuffed olives, add some chopped parsley, 4 sweet gherkins, 3 anchovy fillets.
Wait a minute. I'm going to write this down now. What was that again? 6 eggs and what?
No. A little later, Frankie. We're getting close to the target. Navigator to pilot. Navigator to pilot.
Go ahead, Johnson.
We're 18 miles from target, due northeast. Course 218.
Good. All right, men. Checking stations. Stand by. Report.
Tail gun of okay, sir. Left waist gunner.
Radio fine. Well, the soup's getting thinner now.
Navigator to pilot. 3 miles from objective. Due north over that mountain on the left, sir.
Bomb bay's open. What a beautiful runway. So nice and smooth. Let's do something about it, boys. Anytime you're ready, Charlie.
Any minute now. Altitude 3,000.
Altitude 3,000.
Left 7 degrees.
Left 7 degrees.
Steady now. Level off. Steady. First drag gone.
Here comes the flag. The pilot. Zero coming in at 9 o'clock.
Frankie got a zero.
Ah, come on, Norm. Cut it out. Say, this flight's getting thicker than Mulligan's stew now.
Bombardier to pilot. Ready with that last drag. Steady now. Easy. Bombs away.
Those jets took. You know, Norm, I thought for a minute that... Johnson. Norm, are you hurt?
No. No, it's nothing. Just a little scratch.
A scratch? Yeah, let me help you.
Go on. Get back to your gun.
It's all over now, Norm. We're on our way home. Where'd you get it?
Here. My right shoulder. I don't think it's anything to...
Wait, I put some sulfur powder in it now.
Frankie.
Now, look, just rest. Take it easy, will you?
Frankie, I forgot to tell you about the fish.
Relax, Norm, relax. Now, move a little this way.
After you make the sauce.
Look, forget about that remoulade sauce for a minute, will you?
Remoulade.
All right, it's remoulade. So what?
You got a butter, hot pan. You listening?
Yeah. Now, come on, lift your arm a minute. I'm going to slide this tape under it.
Sprinkle some mixed onion and...
Feel any better now?
Hold the fillets. Put in the pan.
Easy now, Johnson. Take it easy.
Let it simmer. 5 minutes.
Johnson. Norm. Hey, somebody give me a hand here. I thought Johnson was a goner. He lost more blood than he could spare. And he wasn't the only one who got hurt. Harry the tail gunner, well, he got it in a spot they couldn't miss. That kid had a heart as big as they come. One of our engines conked out, and the flak ripped out a big chunk of the left wing. The fuel lines were clipped, and the floor of our plane was flooded with gasoline. One stray spark, and we'd all be dead pigeons. To make matters worse, the radio'd gone dead, and the fog whipped in on us. Whipped in heavier than I'd ever seen it. The pilot. Than I'd ever seen it. Can't get a thing out of it.
Have you tried switching the tube?
I've checked every possible connection.
Well, keep trying. You just got to get that receiver working.
Yeah, I know.
We can't possibly land this crate unless you can get us on the beam. The gas is way down.
I'm doing all I can.
We can't last more than a half an hour.
Yeah, looks like one of the resistors popped out when we got that last load of flak. Look, I need some help back here. Johnson's having a tough time, bleeding like mad. I'm all out of bandages and adhesive.
I'll send Charlie back to you. And keep trying, Frank. Keep trying.
Right. Hurry up, will you?
Here's a bandage for raw adhesive. You'll have to use some friction tape.
There's some in that kit. Hand it over.
Okay.
Come on. Hurry up.
Hold your horses, Frank. I got to get this tinfoil off it.
Johnson's going to need a transfusion as soon as we get in, if we get in. Hey, wait a minute. Don't throw that tinfoil away.
What's the matter with you? You're going nuts.
Give me that tinfoil. I got an idea.
Man, you're picking a screwy time to cut out paper dowels.
I think I can make a resistor out of this. My screwdriver. Hey, where's my screwdriver?
In the toolkit. But what about Johnson?
You're going to have to change his bandages. Tape him up real tight. I got work to do.
Pilot to radio. How's it coming, Frank?
I think I can fix it now.
Gas is almost gone. Maybe 10 minutes, maybe less.
Well, if this works, we'll be home with time to spare.
Well, it's got to work. Let me know how you make out, and in a hurry.
Yes, sir. Well, I got to loosen this nut here. Now the tinfoil, flip it around. Where are my pliers? Hey, Charlie, where are my pliers? Oh, never mind, Charlie, I got them. Here they are. Twist it. Fit it right in between here. Right in. Tighten it up. Well, cross your fingers. Here goes nothing. The tubes. Yeah. Hey, Charlie, look, the tubes are lit. Radio to pilot. Radio to pilot. The radio's working.
Good boy, Frankie.
Lillian 24, calling base 77. Go ahead. Lillian 24, calling base 77. Go ahead. Lillian 24, lost in fog, asking for beam. Go ahead.
Okay. How's that?
Oh, it's the most beautiful thing I ever heard.
Is that you, Frankie?
Yeah, Jimmy?
Right. Frankie, there's a cargo plane waiting to take off for California. If you can get in by 9:30, you'll be able to catch it.
Don't you worry, Jimmy. I'm as good as there. Radio to pilot. Radio to pilot. Radio to pilot. Thanks to a little piece of tinfoil, we made it all right. If it hadn't been for what I learned from the technical training command, I wouldn't have been able to fix that radio with makeshift materials. They taught me and a lot of other guys, mechanics, armorers, photographers, they taught us our jobs, to work under pressure, to keep a clear head when the going's toughest. That's why the pilots admit they owe a lot to the men of the technical training command, the boys of the ground crew, because they really keep them flying.
Medley time was something old, something new, something barred, and something blue. The old song, the orchestra plays Danny Boy. Arthur Malvin sings the new tune, Taking a Chance on Love.
I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cargo of framer I never would try, but now I'm taking a game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love.
The theme song of Captain Wayne King as the orchestra plays the waltz you saved for me. Thank you.
Technical Training Command is the biggest university in the world, turning out a victory parade of men who really keep our planes flying. Not satisfied to stick to the letter and take principles for granted, the men of the Technical Training Command are always on the alert, seeking methods to improve present conditions and solve problems on the basis of past performances. One of the latest innovations stressed in the training of these men is the weights and balance control course. A plane flying with an off-balance load has been one of our airmen's worst problems. The plane, taking off with great difficulty, flies at reduced speed, follows an erratic course, and stands a better than even chance of cracking up when it comes in to land. To cure this evil, the Technical Training Command made use of a slide rule known as the load adjuster. It tells the flight control officers every detail in the balance of the plane, and if the plane is overloaded and unbalanced, it tells them exactly where the correction must be made. Armed with this magic wand, pilots know that they will be able to fly their planes evenly and smoothly and reach their destination safely. The men of the Technical Training Command can truthfully say, I sustain the wing.
The Technical Training Command pays tribute to its comrades in arms, and this week a 21-gun musical salute to the infantry.
I Sustain the Wings is prepared and produced entirely by soldiers of the Technical Training Command of the Army Air Forces. Major General Walter R. Weaver, Commanding General. This program came to you from the Army Air Forces Technical Training School at Yale University. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.